the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And happy Cinco de Mayo. Over under, Lundy. Pitchers consumed in the Lundy household tonight. Casa de Lundy. I'm going to set the number 3.5.
3.5 might be a little bit high, my man, because Cinco de Drinko is happening on a Wednesday. And, you know, we got some ish to do tomorrow. So I don't know whether we're going to get to that level like we would if it were a Friday or a Saturday or, well, frankly, even a Sunday. But Wednesday, a little bit different. But I set the over-under at the Casa de Evans at 5.5.
Oh, smash the over. Give me the sledgehammer. Let's go. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, the margaritas are going to be flowing, though. I drank most of the tequila last night, truth be told.
That's what they make stores for, Brad. That's why they're stores.
Yes, I'm going to be stocking up on my friend Mr. Casamigos tonight. Yes, the margaritas are going to be flowing. And, if you want a margarita recipe, I'm going to give it to you very quickly here. One shot of your favorite silver tequila, one shot of Cointreau, and the juice of one lime, and two squirts. Yes, not one, but two squirts of organic agave syrup. Put it in a shaker, shake them. Pour it on ice, salt or no salt, that is up to you. Put a lime wedge in there. Delicious.
And thank you for doing it on the rocks, my friend. The frozen ones, I go back to being like 8 years old with a Slurpee and getting the brain freeze. You put it over rocks, I can sip, I can relax. It belongs with me and the patio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a perfect complimentary beverage on a warm spring day. And that's certainly going to be the case here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. Speaking of beverages consumed and possibly needed, the New York Jets, if you're a Jets fan, you've probably drank your entire liquor cabinet dry here these last couple of years. But the arrow is pointing up, Lundy, because it got Robert Saleh in there, brand new coaching staff, Mike LaFleur, now the offensive coordinator of this franchise, and you have, hopefully, your franchise quarterback in Zach Wilson that you spent the number 2 overall NFL pick on, and there are already props, and more props out on the rookie out of BYU. I'm going to give you an a la carte here. Imagine it's like build your own taco here on this Cinco de Mayo. Zach Wilson, 22.5 passing touchdowns. Zach Wilson, 3,800.5 pass yards. Or Zach Wilson to win Offensive Rookie of the Year at plus 700. Which of those, whether on the over, the under, or on that futures ticket, is most appealing to you, hombre?
Ooh, I like the under on the passing touchdowns. I think he gets to 20, but then I think it kind of holds right there, even with the 17-game schedule. I think that this team, this Zach Wilson pick is all about kind of the longer-term play. I don't think they're necessarily going to try to pile it on him to kick off his rookie season. So I could see him tossing the rock around, splashing 6 a few times, but I think his number's 20, maybe 21, but I don't like him getting higher than that.
Yeah, I like that one. I actually do like the over on 3,800.5 pass yards at DraftKings Sportsbook at minus 112. Again, because of the extra game this season, and we're assuming it's a violent game, injuries happen all the time, but assuming 17 contests, I think he's going to cruise past that. All he's got to do is average 223.5 pass yards per game. The defense, obviously a work in progress. Major upgrades on that offensive line, especially adding Elijah Vera Tucker to the mix there. And you bring in Corey Davis. You got Elijah Moore that you added to the arsenal as well to go along with Jamison Crowder and a guy that you and I loved, and so did Brandon Funson from the SiriusXM Fantasy Show and Denzel Mims. Yeah, I could see Wilson scoreboard chasing a little bit, maybe averaging 230 pass yards per game and crushing the over again on that 3,800.5 pass yards prop. If you want to get in on that pass yards prop, you want to get in on any additional futures, tickets, or any other sports, you can do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And the hits literally keep on coming. From one boxing event to the next, they grow in excitement and anticipation. And this weekend is no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the ring Saturday night. And there is no better place to get in at all that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users a shot at turning $1 into $55. To celebrate this weekend's huge event, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering new users the opportunity to get 55-1 odds on either main event fighter to win this weekend's fight. That's right. Bet $1 and the fighter of your choice wins, you cash 55. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $55 on this weekend's main event fight. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving out all their users this one-of-a-kind offer to win $55 when placing a bet of just $1 on this weekend's big fight. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Arizona. It's only new customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 109 with it on this Hockey Hump Day in Cinco de Mayo edition. Let's get to it with the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, give us a recap of how you performed in the NHL, and let's run hot on the ice tonight. What do you like?
Let's try to do it. Yesterday, 1-2 overall.
Oh.
We split on our featured picks during the Fade Five, and then unfortunately missed out on our bonus time pick there towards the end by just one goal.
Damn it.
Anyway, we will saddle up and make things spicy for this Cinco de Mayo edition tonight, because we're going with a dog right out of the gate. Let's talk about the Ottawa Senators, who are a nice little tasty 7-2-1 over the course of their last 10 games. This is a team that in their first 30 games was 9-20-1. Ottawa, not good straight out of the gate to be able to start the season, but sneakily, they've actually been one of the hotter teams here down the stretch, even though they are now out of playoff contention. They are officially eliminated. These two teams just played on Saturday. Montreal won, but a couple of things. Montreal won in overtime, and they were on their own home ice. This one is at Ottawa, where they hold a 12-10-4 record overall at home. I think Ottawa at a plus 133. I like this because I like the juice. I think this is much closer to, say, a 55-45 split between Ottawa and Montreal in terms of who wins tonight. Therefore, I like the idea of jumping on this at a decent plus number. So let's take the Senators at a plus 133 on the money line.
Ah, that's right, baby. Sound the sirens with the Ottawa Senators.
Number four.
All right, moving on from NHL pick numero uno. Let's go to NHL pick numero dos. What else you like, hombre?
Speaking of spicy, that is exactly what it was between Washington and New York on Monday night, with Tom Wilson, who is now in the center of massive NHL controversy because the Rangers came out and basically said the NHL's head of player safety needs to be fired for not suspending Tom Wilson for throwing Panarin down to the ice. This game is going to get a little fight heavy, shall we say. This may look like that boxing match you were just talking about coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
These two teams already don't like each other. Now you add the bad blood from Monday. And so we're staying away from the money line in this one, but the over under now, it started this morning at 5.5. It has crept up to 6. If you want to keep it at 5.5, you can pay the juice and make it a -148. I still like it at an over of 6 goals total in the game tonight at a -115. Part of the reason for that is if we're going to see some fights, or we're going to see some checks, some cross checks, some boards, whatever happens, it means we're going to see some power plays. And if we see those power plays, then that means the biscuit's going to find the back of the net. And if we see that, I think this over is a very safe number. Like I said, I liked it better at 5.5 just in case. Could see this being a 4-2 game. But even at 6, I think that if these guys spend some time in the box, we're going to see some goals scored in this one, again, between two teams, especially the Rangers, who are ticked off right now and are ready to go after the Caps. And oh, by the way, the Rangers are at home. So staying away from the money line just because this could get really ugly, but I like there to be some goals. Let's take the over on the six at a minus 115.
Muy caliente. Let's hope and bank on those power plays.
Number three.
All right, it's time for our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA. Unfamiliar with MonkeyKnifeFight.com? Go there right now and have an MKF in good time. It is a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props, over or under, more or less points, rebounds, assists, even fantasy points. It can get in on that. Again, all you got to do is put together packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the more or less of the over the under, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And if you use that promo code FTN, again, promo code FTN, as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. Let's party on the Cinco de Mayo. Add a little extra something something to that margarita at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's talk about the New York Knicks and the Denver Nuggets. Probably the marquee matchup, one of them anyway, on a loaded NBA slate. And no, I'm not going to focus on Julius Randle or Nikola Jokic, but I am going to look at RJ Barrett, the former lottery pick out of Duke, and I'm going to take the over on 5.5 boards against the Nugs at a minus 113 juice if you want to get in on it at DraftKings Sportsbook, or take the over straight up there at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Look, Barrett has snatched six boards or more in five of his last six contests, Lundy. He's getting significant tick, 36-plus minutes per game here over the second half of the season. And yes, I understand Denver is top seven in the NBA in opponent defensive rebounding percentage, offensive rebounding percentage, and total rebounds per game. And this is the fifth toughest matchup for a shooting guard, according to the advanced EVP tool available exclusively at FTNDaily.com. But I'm going to follow the trend here. I think Barrett's going to get his nose dirty. He's going to lurk in the paint, grab some of those boards, and tally at least a half dozen and a cash money on the over. So fade or follow, RJ Barrett over 5.5 rebounds against the Nuggets.
Man, I'd like this number better at 4.5. 5.5? Oh, this one's getting a little tough for me. This is a little tight here for me. And this got a matchup against Denver. You talked about Denver trying to hold folks off the defensive, off the boards. Okay, I'll follow. I'll follow only because it's a spicy Cinco de Mayo. And hey, 5.5, huh? Coincidence? Huh? I don't know.
Yes. I see what you did there.
I'm going to go ahead and follow you on this one, but I think this is going to be a tight one. But obviously, we are talking about a Knicks team that has been en fuego over the course of the last, almost month of play of what, 13 or 12 out of the last 13 games, I think they've won, something like that.
Yep.
And now they've got to take on Denver. So this is going to be a tough matchup. I think this is going to be a tight one for RJ Barrett, but let's roll. Let's get spicy on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah, let's do it, baby. Bake on Barrett.
Number two.
All right, stick with the NBA theme. Lou Dort was kind to us yesterday at plus 118, hit the over on the 2.5 made triples against the Sacramento Kings. Thank you, Lou Dort. I am going to go with a similar theme here, same category, different player, and I'm going to go with made threes. It's 0.5. I just need one. One measly triple from Rui Hachimura, the pride of Gonzaga. Of course, now plays for the Washington Wizards. Hachimura has been over this in five of his last six games, and he gets the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. And when he saw Milwaukee earlier this season, had back-to-back killer performances, some of the best work he's done all season long. He made seven triples in that back-to-back stand against the Milwaukee Bucks back in mid-March. Milwaukee is number 24 in the NBA in three-point percentage, giving up 37.2% from downtown. So based on the recent success of Hachimura, not only against Milwaukee, but again, logging at least one triple in the box score in five of his last six games, I think he does it again tonight. Just need one, Lundy, and it's minus 124 on the over. So fade or follow, Rui Hachimura nails a three.
I'll go with you just because all we need is one. But isn't this just like a death nail waiting to happen with
Probably.
Our bets? All we need is one. All I need is one. Just one. And here it is. It's like the third quarter, the fourth quarter starts. All I need is one. All I need is one. All I need is one. Let's hope that we don't get the bet sweats on this one. I will roll with Hachimura. Also, obviously, Milwaukee coming on the back-to-back after the big primetime game yesterday. So let's hope that maybe some soft legs give Hachimura the chance to be able to drain a three early, and we can turn around and spend our winnings on a different live bet and probably lose that one.
More than likely. Make it rain, Rui.
Number one.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball, a sport that I despise right now. Although we did hit Aaron Nola yesterday on the over 7.5 strikeouts. He had 10 punch outs against the Brew Crew. And Arizona also cashing on the under 3.5 runs. Thank you, Sandy Alcantara. But let's go back to the pitcher prop well, and I think the waters of Freddie Peralta are going to taste awfully sweet in that matchup against the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm going to take the over, same line as Nola last night, 7.5 punchouts for Peralta at -105. Now, he has gone over this number twice this season, and in his last three starts, Lundy, old Captain Hook, yar, has got us, mateys, because he's gone 7-7-7. You like to see that on a slot machine, pop up on your screen. Those are lucky sevens, but in the case of Peralta, not so much if we're betting the over. The projection at most of services at 8.17. Or right around 8, and I think that's exactly what he's going to hit on, because the Phillies are number 4 in Major League Baseball in strikeout percentage at 27.1%. Peralta's off-the-table slider is filthy, and this is why he is number 10 in Major League Baseball with a 14.7 swinging strike percentage. So Peralta got to pile up the Ks. I think he gets 8 or more tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies. Fade or follow on that over.
I will take the over just because maybe you're going on. Maybe you've just started to nip at the end of the jalapeno, Brad, and you're finally going to go on a heater here on baseball. That's what I'm hoping for. So I'm going to follow you in the hopes that you that from Nola rolling into Peralta, maybe this turns into a little bit of a mini heater for Brad Evans. And so I will roll with you on this one, even though, ooh, that 7-7-7 makes me a little nervous.
Truth be told, never slice jalapenos and then immediately go pee, because you're going to regret it right away.
No, yeah, that gives you pain that rivals Franks and Beans.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Seriously, dude. I experienced that once, and I was like, oh, my God, my penis is on fire. So there you go. Just a hot tip. Ba-bump-bump. Thank you very much.
There we go. Yeah, we're here all week. Try the veal.
Exactly. Let's get a palate cleanser or two in here, Luddy, with some bonus time. What else you like on this hockey hump day?
Let's do a couple of bonuses. First of all, yesterday, if you recall, I mentioned to you that DraftKings had an odds boost on Sidney Crosby for 2 or more points at a plus 270. Oh, yeah, we jumped all over that. So even though we only went 1-2 on the picks featured on the pod, I did mention that if you guys were feeling spicy, he wound up with 2 goals and an assist in the drubbing that Pittsburgh put on Philadelphia. So another odds boost that DK's got for you tonight. I think a solid shot at this one, and if they're going to give me some extra plus odds, I'm going to take it. And that is the Vegas Golden Knights are in Minnesota taking on the Wild, and Colorado is on the left coast taking on San Jose. They've got Vegas and Colorado boosted, if they both win, to a plus 170. I like that. I'll take the extra plus odds on the two best teams in the West to be able to pick up victories tonight. Another one that I like, going back to a game that we were just talking about with Ottawa, Brady Tkachuk, two things, minus 125 to just score a point. That's all he needs is a point. And I think minus 125 is juice I'm willing to give up on that. He hasn't had a point in the last two games. A bit unusual for him. I look to him to get back on track. And if you think one of those is going to be a goal, which I do, him for an anytime goal, plus 215.
Oh, I like it. Get seduced by the juice. All right, rapid fire. Bonus time for me on the Cinco de Mayo. Back to the NBA and back to Ja Morant. And you know what I'm wagering on. It's not points. It's not assists. It's rebounds. I'm going to take the over on 4.5 boards. Juice is rather high at minus 148, but I'm willing to pay it against the T-Wolves. Morant's been over this 9 of his last 11 games, and this is the fifth best matchup for a point guard over the last 15 games, according to the FTN Daily Advanced DVP tool. That gets 5-plus boards again for Morant. Major League Baseball, under on Jordan Montgomery, 4.5 strikeouts against the Astros. Houston is number 30 in Major League Baseball in K rate, and that means they have the lowest K rate of any team in that sport. And Montgomery has been under this number in 2 of his last 4 games. Houston also batting a robust 262, excuse me, against Southpaws this season. I think it's 4 Ks or fewer for the New York Yankee. And one last bonus time in baseball, Nick Solak of the Texas Rangers, whatever the prop comes out of DraftKings is not available right now for him to score a run. I'm willing to wager on it. Going up against Thorpe, Lewis Thorpe of the Minnesota Twins, a left-handed pitcher, and he is crushing lefties this season, batting 340. And he's been primarily in the two-hole place where he's batting 310. I think he gets a base knock, and I think he gets in for a run in that game. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Faded Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Jueves. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Check out FTN Bets, FTN Fantasy, FTNDaily.com, and use that promo code EVANS to score a sweet subscription discount today. Enjoy the margaritas. Muchas gracias for listening. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.